receiving signal that, not the signal that was spoken about somewhere, signal that people may want to leave early. So now that we correct, I suggest that we start, and there's a matter that we're going to discuss for 5 minutes at least, the issue of Palestine. So let's give you 1 minute to get your breakfast there, Honorable Mukhalapa. Nonoman, Honorable Mayela. Nora Putin then. Honourable members, good morning and welcome. Let's start unusually with apologies because we are very empty. Let's get the sense who is where. Secretary.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, we have 3 apologies. Honourable Kenyon is running a bit late. Honourable Kalyan is still at the Pan-African Parliament.
Kalyan, okay.
Yes, Chair. Honorable Lekota is engaged in another meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Can you run a late book?
She missed a bus, Chair.
Okay.
Honorable Beckman, Chair at the Sports Committee. And if not, I'll tell you, I'll pop up.
Rahman is another committee, so. But we correct now. Okay, we noted those around Raputi.
Yes, I'm asking Chair if I can leave here at 10:25. I'm sorry because I'm debating and I don't have the key to my office. And my secretary is not there. I've been trying to locate you. I've been here since.
Don't you have separate keys? You and
yes, I forgot it.
Oh.
Yes.
10:25.
Yes. Please, Chair.
But you are debating at 2.
Yes, because I've not done my speech.
What number first?
Huh?
Number first.
Let's release you at 11, then together with Khalap. It was nice. Mukhalapa is Kulumele, ne? No, not Kulumele.
Oh, no, Chair, I request to be released at 11. I'm going to Joburg to attend the SADC Parliamentary Forum Committee meeting.
Yes. Now, these are the 2 honorable members who want to leave early. We will decide it then, Honorable Mayela.
I might also be request to be released maybe after 12 because I'm also debating.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Office of the Chief Justice.
Okay. Okay.
Just hoping that maybe by 12 we'll have.
Yeah. Okay. Now, that's under apologies. Maybe I must suggest when we can come to the item, but already I'm thinking, I suspect that what we can do, we can receive the report, we can read it, and then we can adopt it next time.
Oh, okay.
No. Because the item says consideration and adoption, and if you adopt when you are, you are thin. What's
thin.
Yeah.
No.
So, Suze Ibona, I think. Nga, Sonja. I was being wept very silently and then told not to cry in public. So we men are used to it. No, I was saying, honourable members, that there is a matter of international importance that I think I'm just bringing in for 1 or 2 minutes. To start off with, thank you very much for the debate yesterday. All the parties, our committee has acquitted itself very, very well in the debate yesterday from the views that I hear from other people, that we have done well. Now, there is a crisis in Palestine where over 60 people have been killed on the day of the march. As of yesterday night, I'm not sure what has happened up to this morning. And but the people who have died are now over 100. It's over 100 because the build-up to the march started from the 1st May. And over 2,700 have been wounded. Now, what is the immediate spark of this matter? One is an immediate spark, the other one is historical. The immediate spark is that the USA has decided to relocate its embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. In the normal course of things, that shouldn't be a problem if the USA does that. Even with Israel, when it shifts its office of home affairs or office of whatever from one area to another, normally that shouldn't be a problem. What makes this one a problem is because the Palestinians lay a claim, historical or religious, they lay a claim to Jerusalem as their place. Now, the Israelis also lay a claim to that place. And I hear, on a light note, that South Africans, when they sing, they say, Jerusalem, Kailam, and they yearn to go there, the South Africans.
Yes.
the Christians in particular. So, we all lay a claim to go there one day, but spiritual, I imagine. So the government of Palestine under the leadership of Hamas saw this as a provocation by the USA in collusion, according to them. I'm talking about the Palestinian government, in collusion with the government of Israel, that if you are relocating this embassy from that side to that side and you are a superpower, what you are actually saying to us and the world is that you will never arrive there. We are taking sides and we think this place belongs to Israel. So that is the immediate spark. But the historical grievance is that the state of Israel was established on the 15th of May 1948. And on that day, many Palestinians, thousands of them, were displaced. It was the area that was identified by Balfour, Lord Balfour, which led to what is famously known as the Balfour Declaration. That was now 1917, when the intention to establish the State of Israel was mooted, that they must have a place. And now I mustn't go too much into history. No. Get carried. Now, so when the State of Israel was then established, some of the parts of the area were already populated by the Palestinians, and the Palestinians to this day feel that that was their land. So when they talk about the Nakba, which is what this march was under, the theme called Nakba. Now Nakba is an Arabic term which in English means the day of catastrophe. They say the 15th of May 1948 was the beginning of catastrophe for them when their land was being taken. Now, this day is being commemorated every year. And yesterday, the 15th, was it the 15th yesterday?
Yes.
Was constituting the 70th anniversary of this commemoration. Now, they started the mobilization activities from the 1st May, like I was saying. Actually, it's over 100 people who have died, to culminate on the 14th. Now, the 14th was coinciding with the opening of the embassy, but also with the day of independence for Israel. You see? So you have had all of these things as an immediate spark, and the other one is the historical one. And I'm going to end there. Oh, no, I must say something else. The South African government has withdrawn our ambassador to Israel, Ambassador Sisa Ngombane, until further notice. Now, in diplomatic terms, this is a diplomatic protest. Whether Israel will reciprocate, which is unlikely, is another matter, but there is always what you call the principle of reciprocation, where when you do this, they also do it. But the statement says until further notice. So the statement doesn't mean we are completely cutting ties with Israel. It says until further notice. And another one is that Hamas itself has withdrawn its ambassador from the USA. It's an envoy. It has withdrawn its ambassador to the USA. Well, just to answer the question that have been answered, have been asked by at least four radio stations that I took interviews with, was whether that means we're downgrading the embassy. I said, no, that's a different decision. The South African government is not taking that decision. But secondly, whether the religious groupings can no longer go to Jerusalem, to Israel, will they be affected? I said, no. It's got nothing to do with business people, nothing to do with religious communities. They can still go there for pilgrimages and whatever. This is just a measure to protest that we don't agree with you that people were not allowed to participate in a protest march, which is a normal political and civic activity in the civilized world. Lastly, various parties have issued different statements. Now, barring their own ideological and political positions, the good thing was that all of them were condemning the mass killings. Whether it is the Jewish board that we don't agree with at an ideological level, but they were condemning the mass killings. Whether it was the DA, whether it was the ACDP, whether it was the ANC, whether it was Parliament, everyone said, no, handle this matter differently, let there be no people dying as a result of this thing, negotiate.
Yeah.
That was what was good about South Africans on this matter. I wonder if there are any takers on the matter. Members?
Well said.
It's painful.
Let's proceed.
Let's get into item number 3, the adoption of the agenda. There are two items, two substantive items, 4 and 5. Secretary, who item 4 is going to proceed? I see 4, ne?
Thank you, Chair. Both items, Chair. The statement of disability and the report, Chair, you need at least 6 members to consider them.
To consider and adopt.
To consider and adopt, Chair, that's it.
Member?
No. I need to check
Mapile, or to share with decide, help us to decide.
Chair,
I think the most important thing to do would be the statement of desirability.
We need to be six.
We need to be six for that. For all of them, and consideration of, for the adoption of them. I guess it will be only, if we proceed, it will only be consideration. It don't be adoption. Or we collapse the meeting. Either of the two. If we proceed, we get the present, we just consider, and then we refer it to next week where we can adopt. Or we defer everything to next week.
Apoche?
Yeah, I'm worried here. Because you gave us the
program.
The program, and you emphasized that you said with the
with the chair of committee.
Yeah. You emphasized the importance of this meeting, and that is why we left everything, that we must come here in order that we can be able to assist in really adopting. So I'm really worried that it is not going to take away from the schedule that you agreed with us in the meeting, even with the Mr. Kronik, because this is the remedial kind of an action, and we must really try to push. That's, I'm worried today.
It might mean that we have to do extra work next week, two committees, or extended hours.
No, that one can be done. I'm quite appreciative of the fact that, or sympathetic to the fact that people are debating in the different committees, and that work is a little bit exacting. Because you don't just speak, sometimes you need facts. You must say 3%,
yeah.
Or you must say 6 rand.
Where do you
find
it?
In a debate, when, where do you find it?
Yeah.
So it's not just dry politics.
Yeah.
And some parties, people are alone. If you take the ACDP, the COPE, and others. I'm just sympathetic to that. So just to answer your question, and I wanted just to proceed it with this, is that what we are losing out today can be shifted just like that, because the program that you have says we must be done, or we must be concluding the work of the bill on the 6th of June.
Okay.
Now, if you shift it by a week, it means you will finish on the 12th of June or something like that. It's just shifted by a week. As long as, if I can advise the committee, as long as the committee can ensure that it does not delay, whether it is because it is not attending or because of whatever reason, beyond the 18th of June. Because if the committee does that, the instruction is that all those committees will have to work during their recess to finish their work, because when we open, we are going to debate the houses. Now, in the report that the chief whip gave to a caucus of one of the parties, he said that he was happy that following the instruction that people must say what will they be doing, only three of the about 30 or so committees, only three will remain during the holiday. Only three. The rest of us, our programs indicate that we'll be able to do our business.
Does that include that short trip to Namibia, the program, or that one falls away side?
No, it falls away because Honorable Frolic preempted me, invited me to his office and asked me about how far we're going with the bill, what are we doing, what. And then I gave him everything, and then I said, but yesterday I sent a program to your office. And then she asked the lady in the office and then made process program to him.
Yeah.
It didn't include in a meeting. It was just a program of what we were going to do.
See, then I spoke about Nami. They said, no, I'm reluctant. I would be reluctant to allow you to go to Namibia for now, because it is more the territory of public works rather than yourself. Now, we're having formal discussions with other members, and we felt that once we proceed with the program, and proceed with the program as it is, if the Sitega Ngezi was at 12 or 6 June, when we finish, then we apply. We apply to him between his 6th of June and the 18th of June to go to Namibia. After we finish the work of the bill, then we can take a Thursday and a Friday. So our view is that in Namibia, we can still go. But we must not be seen to be wanting to go to Namibia and abandoning the work of the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we must show that the bill has been discussed, but there is a part of the bill that can be enriched, which is section plus 8, which can be enriched by the oversight, because it's not a study tour, it's an oversight. I think we will be able to persuade him in that regard.
Okay.
Now let's firm things up. We are four. There's a file before us. If you agree, earlier on, Honorable Raputi was saying that she wants to be released at 10:30. We've said leave at 11:00. Honorable Khalapa is attending the standing committee of the SADC Parliamentary Forum. I also sit in those some of the standing committees because we are preparing for the SADC Parliamentary Forum in June, from the 18th of June to the 2nd of July in Angola. Now, ours has already said theirs must go and sit, and he's the only South African also sitting in the standing committee. So he wants to be released at 11 so that he can attend after me. Now, there was a suggestion, even from the content advisor, that if she makes a presentation of item number 5, which is a consideration, and we cannot adopt, it means next week, when we are full house, she has got to make another presentation to refresh our minds, then we consider, and then we adopt. Meaning that well, she didn't come to this one, but I'm just making my own recommendation that let's take the motion of desirability as tables to us, and we take this report as tables to us. Then we'll come back to the same two items next week.
Okay.
And then we present item 4, we present number 5, then we adopt them. Then, remember, we're talking about sitting twice on a Thursday. I mean, on a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday.
Then, after the cabinet, after parliament next week Wednesday, we sit, we proceed. So all that we can do in the program, we just shift everything. If we agree that way, then we have no crisis. We have a crisis, but at least we know what to do with it. So today, probably attendance. Can I hear the members so that it can become your decision?
I agree with the proposals that you brought before us. Next week, if we can plug everything together, and even if we can extend time, we can say that we can have a working lunch next week. From what you have proposed, I'm also adding that if we can have a working lunch so that we can be able to finish today's work and even next week's work.
Okay.
Thank you.
Seconding the proposal, Honorable. Are you seconding the lunch?
No, seconding the proposal in totality, including lunch.
Yeah, Chair, then I don't have a problem.
Okay. With that, I'm persuaded to then adjourn the meeting. With that. Yeah, the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Don't leave the chair.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It is what it is.
Going up to the home, yeah.